Good day, I'm Jackie Judd, and this is Health on the Hill. Congress is once again debating government funding. Will there be another stopgap measure or a long-term spending bill? Some conservative Republicans in the Senate and House oppose the stopgap measure, even if it means a government shutdown. Congressman Steve King told Politico Pro that unless the measure blocks funds for the health care reform law, he will vote no.
I'm standing on this principle that we must shut off all of that funding and shut off the implementation and the enforcement of Obamacare until such time as we elect a president that will sign the repeal.
The politics of health reform on the Hill and on the presidential campaign are a topic for today. Here, as always, is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and we are happy to welcome to Health on the Hill Amy Goldstein of The Washington Post. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
Mary Agnes, first set the stage for us. The current continuing resolution expires this coming Friday. So where does Congress stand right now?
We have another stopgap bill in the works. It would last through April the 8th. It does not include any of the health care defunding amendments, and that's what Congressman King and some other Republican conservatives in the House are upset about. And as many may join him and say they are going to vote against this newest stopgap CR because it does not have the defunding language for the health law in it.
Amy, how much of a threat is Steve King and his conservative colleagues to this measure?
Well, rhetorically, it's a threat because it's one more in what's become a drumbeat of criticism of the law. But practically, defunding the law is hard to do, or at least defunding it in a major way is hard to do, because when the law was enacted last year, it included in it most of the appropriations needed to carry out the law. So in practical terms, basically the only thing that Republicans could do is to defund the agencies that have to work to carry out the law, which they could do theoretically, but they have the majority in one chamber of Congress, and they don't have the White House. So the odds that that will happen are not non-existent, but they're pretty slim.
So I think you called it a drumbeat. Why continue the drumbeat? Is it for the conservative folks back at home, members of the Tea Party? And if so, what do the congressmen on the Hill get out of that strategy?
Well, it's partly for the conservative base of the Republican Party, but I think it's also an effort to continue to delegitimize this law in the minds of the American people more broadly. I think it's too early to have some sense of how successful that effort will be, but I think that's what the goal is.
And all of this, of course, is already being infused into some of the potential presidential candidates who are out in New Hampshire. Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, was just there a few days ago. What is someone like him saying about the health care reform law at this moment?
What he feels is that the law takes too much, it relies too much on the current system. It takes government funding through the health insurance exchanges and the subsidies to give people coverage under the current system, but doesn't do enough to control costs. He's a big fan of a limited amount of money for a particular treatment. If you go somewhere that costs more and it's inefficient, it should be out of your pocket, not out of your employer's pocket or out of the government's pocket. He was asked about this in an interview on National Public Radio, and the interviewer kept saying, doesn't the health law do exactly what you want it to do? He says it's got some demonstration programs to try to link payment to quality, but it's not broad enough of a measure, and he thinks that health reform should focus more on that.
Take a broader look for us, Amy, at the potential candidates on the Republican side, of course. How are they tackling this? What are some of the grand themes that we're hearing so far?
Well, in the case of former Governor Pawlenty, he's positioning himself as sort of a prime critic of the law. He had a wonderful phrase in a speech the other week in which he said that he analogized that the law was like being a drug dealer. He said that it's going to briefly give people a free sample and then hook them on government programs. So he has gone way out of his way to say that he was, as governor, one of the prime opponents of this law. And I think in a broader context, one can view the opposition on Capitol Hill, the opposition in state houses around the country, as an increasing number of governors now are Republican, as a setup for the 2012 campaign. The Republicans are giving every indication that they're going to use this health care law as a chief weapon to try to criticize the Democrats' domestic policies. That's a smoother thing to do for some potential candidates than for others.
Like Romney.
Well, like Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, who's in a particularly awkward position because it was when he was governor that Massachusetts adopted its health care law, which was in essence a role model for much of what the federal government has now followed and done. So he has been trying to cut a very fine line in which he is saying that he's not walking back from the Massachusetts law, though late he's been saying that they could have done some things better in his own state.
And I think wasn't Pawlenty asked in the New Hampshire appearance, what did he think of Romney? And Pawlenty basically took a pass.
He said, I'm not going to go there. He said to the press, you guys always bring this up. You want me to criticize Massachusetts. So there's tension between me and Mitt, and I'm not going to talk about that.
Final question to you, Amy. You were one of several Washington Post reporters who about a year ago wrote and released a book about the health care reform law. A year out, we're coming up on the first anniversary of President Obama signing it. Could you have predicted that we would be where we are today back then?
Partly yes and partly no. The partly no is that if Republicans had not taken back the majority in one half of Congress, we would not be having quite as lively and acrimonious a political debate now about whether the law was the right thing to do. So that's the no. The yes is that one of the things that my colleagues and I said in the book, which is called Landmark, is that it would take a long time, even though the law is 2,000 pages and had lots of detail in it, for how it was really going to work on the ground to become clear. It was going to depend a lot on regulations at HHS. It's still in the process of writing and unveiling. And it was particularly going to depend on the responses of states that have to make some big decisions, particularly about the new insurance marketplaces called exchanges that are going to take effect in 2014. And those states are still making hard calls about what they want their exchanges to look like. So to the extent that a year ago we predicted that it would take quite a while for the law to kind of become a tangible thing, that's what's happening now.
Maybe even an understatement.
Maybe even.
Thank you so much. We're happy to have
you
here today, Amy Goldstein, and of course, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you.